Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to tackle something that I know a ton of people are struggling with, how to choose the right yoga studio. Like, there are so many options out there now, and honestly, it can be overwhelming trying to figure out which one's going to be the best fit for you. And if you want to see what we're talking about in terms of quality, definitely check out the yogaboxokc.com. We'll put that link in the description for you.
Oh my God, yes, this is such a timely topic because the boutique studio industry is absolutely booming right now. People are willing to pay more for specialized experiences rather than just generic classes at big gyms. But here's the thing, not all yoga studios are created equal, and there are some red flags you need to watch out for.
Right? And it's so important because your yoga practice can literally transform your life, but only if you're in the right environment. So let's break this down. First thing you want to look for, class size. If you walk into a studio and there are 40 people crammed into a room, that's a major red flag.
Exactly. You want somewhere that offers small class sizes, like 5 to 20 people max. That way, the instructor can actually see you, correct your form, and give you individual attention. You know what really gets me? When studios just pack people in like sardines because they're more focused on money than actually helping students.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. The best studios treat their classes more like personal training than group fitness. Like, they should know your name, understand your goals, and be able to offer modifications specific to your needs.
Yes, and speaking of instructors, this is huge. You want someone with serious experience. I'm talking like 20 plus years of teaching, not someone who just got certified last month. Experience matters so much in yoga because understanding body mechanics and being able to read people's needs, that takes time to develop.
And get this, some of the best instructors have backgrounds in things like kinesiology or biomechanics. Like, they understand the science behind movement, not just the poses. That's the kind of expertise that can prevent injuries and help you actually progress in your practice.
That's such a good point. And here's something most people don't think about. Variety in class offerings. You don't want a studio that only does one style of yoga because as you grow in your practice, you're going to want to try different things.
Absolutely. Look for places that offer everything from beginner-friendly classes to more advanced options. And honestly, some of the most innovative studios are creating entirely new styles that you can't find anywhere else. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, that's so cool. And you know what else I love? When studios take the time to really explain what each class involves. Like, if you're new to yoga and you accidentally walk into an advanced class, that can be pretty intimidating.
Right? The best instructors will offer modifications for every single pose, from super basic options all the way up to advanced variations. So whether you can barely touch your toes or you're doing crow pose, everyone feels included.
And hey, if you're looking for that kind of personalized approach, you really should visit the yogaboxokc.com. They've got exactly the kind of individual attention and unique methodology we're talking about here.
Yes, that brings up another important point, location and atmosphere. You want somewhere that's clean, well-maintained, and has all the amenities you need. Like, are there mats available if you don't have your own? Is there a place to store your stuff securely?
And this might sound silly, but does the place just feel good when you walk in? You want somewhere that makes you feel welcome and relaxed, not stressed or judged. The vibe of a studio is so important for your practice.
So true. And here's something really cool. Some studios are going above and beyond with amenities. Like, imagine finishing a great yoga class and being able to grab a healthy snack or coffee right there. That's the kind of thoughtful touch that shows they really care about the whole experience.
That sounds amazing. And speaking of thoughtful touches, let's talk about hands-on adjustments. A good instructor should be able to physically help you with poses when appropriate, like gentle corrections that help you understand proper alignment.
Yes, but they should always ask permission first and make you feel comfortable. The best teachers can also give verbal cues and demonstrations that help you learn even without physical adjustments.
And here's something I find really interesting. Some studios are combining yoga with different types of movement training, like incorporating strength work or functional movement patterns that complement the yoga practice.
Are you serious? That's incredible. I had no idea some places were doing that. That sounds like such a smart approach because it addresses different aspects of fitness and wellness all in one place.
Right? It's like getting the flexibility and mindfulness benefits of yoga, plus the strength and conditioning benefits of other training methods. That's pretty innovative thinking.
That makes so much sense, though. And it probably helps people who are maybe intimidated by traditional yoga, but are interested in movement and fitness. It's like a bridge between different worlds.
Exactly. And you know what else separates great studios from mediocre ones? The instructors actually want to be there. If you find a place where the teachers have been there for years and seem genuinely happy, that's a really good sign.
Oh, that's such a good point. High turnover usually means there are problems behind the scenes. You want somewhere with stable, experienced staff who are invested in the community they're building.
And speaking of community, that's another huge factor. The best studios create this supportive environment where people encourage each other and form real friendships. It's not just about the physical practice, it's about belonging to something bigger.
Yes, and here's something practical. Trial classes or intro packages. You should never have to commit to a long-term membership without trying the place out first. Good studios are confident enough in what they offer to let you experience it before making a big investment.
That's so smart. And when you do try a class, pay attention to how the instructor interacts with students. Do they remember people's names? Do they check in about injuries or limitations? That personal attention makes all the difference.
And don't be afraid to ask questions like, what's the instructor's background? How long have they been teaching? What style of yoga do they specialize in? A good teacher will be happy to share their experience and help you understand what to expect.
And here's something cool. Some instructors have such interesting backgrounds, like maybe they're cancer survivors who developed their teaching approach through their own healing journey, or they have advanced degrees in movement science. Those personal stories often translate into really meaningful teaching.
That's beautiful. It shows how yoga can be this transformative practice that helps people not just physically, but emotionally and mentally too. And when instructors have that personal connection to the practice, it really comes through in their teaching.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting? Some of the best studios are pioneers in their communities. Like, they're the first to bring certain styles or approaches to their area. That kind of innovation usually means you're getting something really special.
That's so cool. And it probably attracts people who are really passionate about yoga and movement, which creates this amazing energy in the classes.
Right? And here's the thing. If you find a studio that offers something unique that you can't get anywhere else, that's pretty valuable, especially if it's exactly what you've been looking for but didn't know existed.
So true. And I think the key is being honest about what you want from your yoga practice. Are you looking for stress relief, strength building, flexibility, spiritual growth? Different studios and styles will serve different goals.
Yes, and don't feel like you have to stick with the first place you try. It's totally okay to shop around until you find your perfect fit. The right studio for you is out there. You just gotta be willing to explore.
And when you do find the right place, you'll know it. You'll feel comfortable, challenged in a good way, and excited to come back. That's when you know you found your yoga home.
Before we wrap up, I just want to remind everyone, if you found this helpful and you want to see what we've been discussing in action, head over to theyogaboxokc.com. They're honestly the perfect example of everything we've been talking about here. Experienced instructors, innovative approach, small class sizes, individual attention, and that sense of community that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. And remember, investing in the right yoga studio is investing in your health, wellness, and personal growth. Don't settle for anything less than what you deserve.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Now go find your perfect yoga home.
See you next time.